Okay, we'll come to order. This is the Senate University Oversight Committee. We want to go ahead with any public testimony on HJR 14. We won't be able to move it out today, but we'll get back together very quickly here. Everyone is in various, a lot of the senators are in various budget meetings and other things that are happening right now. So I apologize for the fact that we can't move it out right now, but we can take care of it very quickly at a later time. So let's go ahead with the presentation from Representative Elkins' office then.
Thank you, Senator. For the record, my name is James Van Horn. I'm on the staff of Representative James Elkins, sponsor of this resolution. House Joint Resolution 14 has been introduced to urge the United States Congress to pass legislation to convey land to the University of Alaska. HJR 14 voices support of U.S. Senate Bill 293, the federal university land bill by Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican of Alaska. This legislation provides a grant from the federal government of 250,000 acres up to an additional 250,000 acres match from the state. As the largest landholder in Alaska, it is important that the federal government provide support to the University of Alaska. The university needs a more dependable revenue stream, and this legislation will make the University of Alaska system more stable and similar to other land-grant institutions across the nation. Eventually, they will be able to become financially independent from yearly funding allegations from the legislature. I'm open for any questions that you might have, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Van Horn. Just for the record, we have with us Senator Wagoner, Senator Elton, myself, Senator Stevens. Any questions of Mr. Van Horn? Yes, Senator Wagoner.
I just want him to guarantee that last statement that the university is going to become financially independent. Really funny by the legislature. I don't think that happens in any land grant university in the United States that I know of.
Yes, through the chair to Senator Wagner, this is, I would say, less dependent on the legislature for funding.
Just clarify that point.
Thank you, sir.
That would be wonderful. Yes. Okay, we have with us Dick, is it Milius and Mary Montgomery? Dick, are you with us?
Mr. Chairman.
Dick, glad you're with us. Did you have any comments you care to make?
No, Mr. Chairman. I'm Dick Milius with the DNR Division of Mining, Land, and Water. I'm just here to answer questions, particularly if there are any questions related to the state university land transfers at all.
Okay. Thank you, Dick. I appreciate you being with us. I don't see any questions at this time. But thanks so much for being here. Mary Montgomery, are you with us as well?
Yes, I'm also here to answer questions. I'm the director of the University of Alaska Land Management Office.
Okay, thank you, Mary. This is a very straightforward piece of legislation, and I don't see any questions that have that are here. Any other any other comments from the audience at this time? Okay. All right. I think everyone's in support of it. So as soon as we get four senators here, we will pass this out. But Senator Wagoner.
Well, I was going to move it out, but we can't. We don't have enough votes.
I need four. We Bundy, Seekins is out of town. Bundy is at a finance meeting, as is Hoffman. And who's next to you?
Stevens.
Wagoner.
You're in the wrong seat. And that's Ben Stevens is upstairs at a finance meeting as well.
Upstairs at finance. You might have him run down here. It wouldn't take him that long. That's somebody to get him.
Could you see if you could get a hold of him, Jim?
When I glanced at the TV, they hadn't started yet.
Yeah.
So somebody might be.
We'll take a brief at ease and go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to
Senator Elton.
Make a comment, and that is, and I don't feel strongly enough to amend the resolution, but on line 5, where it says education to Alaskans, I'd like to point out that when I was at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, it educated Alaskans and non-Alaskans, and we're lucky that many of them decided to stay in the state. And then maybe a more substantive one on line 21 of page 2. I mean, we modified a resolution that was on the floor the other day to delete Kathy Morton because she is no longer a Secretary of Interior, and this resolution does say to the Honorable Gail Norton. So I would suggest to maybe to the acting Secretary of State, or I don't know when.
I think Derek Kemp's the one.
I think he's going.
Awaiting Senate confirmation.
Yeah, I think his hearing is Thursday.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I don't think that the acting secretary, or if Kemp Foran is confirmed by then, I don't think he's not going to accept it because it says Gail Norton. So I don't know how big a deal it is, but we did amend the.
That's right, we did on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, that was amended out, I thought.
Well, it was a different resolution.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jim, any comments on that? What would be a problem, I think, if we change that to the acting Secretary of the Interior?
Mr. Chairman, I see no problem with that. Just put it to the acting United States Secretary of the Interior.
Yeah. Would you like to make that motion,
I'll make that
Senator.
Motion, Mr. Chair, and we'll have to probably wait to vote on that motion, too, until we get a second or a fourth person here.
Right. Or we can always do it on the floor, too, easily enough. Okay, well, let's brief at ease. We'll see if we can get Senator Stevens here. Come back to order. We have before us House Joint Resolution 14. Senator.
Mr. Chair, Elton. I move that we amend the resolution, page 2, line 21, to read the acting United States Secretary of Interior and delete Gail Norton.
Thank you. Any objection to that? Okay, thank you. Senator Wagner, would you make a motion to advance this?
I would move for adoption of House Joint Resolution 14, and attach fiscal note, and have it forwarded with individual recommendations.
Thank you, Senator Wagner.
Referral.
Thank you. Any objection to that? All right, we will do that, and this meeting.